Hello and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. We're your happy hosts, Amy and Madeline, best friends who work hard and hustle harder. We believe to be happy and healthy in your work, you need to be happy and healthy in your life.
We combine health, well-being and business with a fresh perspective to share the stories of normal people with inspiring lives. From leading entrepreneurs to athletes, models and artists, together we delve deep into their journey to success to find out why health and well-being is at the core of their philosophy.
Whether you're looking for advice and guidance for leading your best life, an engaging, easy-to-digest pep talk, or a boost of healthy enthusiasm to fuel your health and wellness goals, the Healthy Hustlers podcast is your go-to for kicking ass in work and play.
You asked, we listened. Every Tuesday, we're excited to be able to bring you mini-sodes, which will hear us delve deeper into specific health and well-being topics suggested by you, our beautiful listeners. We invite industry experts or advocates into the conversation where we will share our experiences, knowledge, learnings, and tools to help you wholeheartedly conquer your health and well-being goals. If you would like to hear us discuss a certain topic, we'd love to hear from you via our Instagram page at The Healthy Hustlers. This episode is all about self-confidence, and we're thrilled to be joined by gorgeous Abby Gilmore, co-founder of Love Yourself, a community that supports women to overcome negative self-talk and learn to truly love the skin they're in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. If you haven't realized yet, we really love a good quote. So to set the scene for today's episode, we thought we'd share one of our favorites. Life is too short to be at war with yourself. We'd love if you could all just take a moment to take that one in. Today, we are absolutely thrilled to be joined by the gorgeous Abby Gilmore, mother of two and co-founder of Love Yourself. Abby, welcome. We're so excited to have you here.
Hi, girls, and thanks for having me.
Now, this topic is something that the three of us are all very passionate about. And for anyone listening who is struggling to wholeheartedly love themselves and to be confident in their own skin, we really hope that today provides you with some practical tools that you can inject into your daily life so you can blossom into the best possible version of yourself. Abby, do you want to kick off by giving us a little sneak peek into your journey so far and why this is something you're so passionate about?
Sure. So I've just turned 25, and let's just say my life has gone a little different than what I'd planned at the beginning. So I'm from Bendigo, which is about an hour and 40 out of Melbourne, and I basically grew up with my childhood sweetheart, and we had two incredible little girls together. We've gone through, maybe you could call it a bit of a messy breakup, but out of all of it, I think, you know, what I want to sort of demonstrate to people is a positive co-parenting relationship. I think, you know, it's natural for people to grow apart, and that's fine. It's taken me on a bit of a self-love journey, as you know, I battled with mental health at the beginning, and yeah, I think there's no shame in expressing that you're seeing a psychologist, and I wanted people to know that. There's no shame in seeking help from a life coach or a spiritual coach or whoever it is that you're turning to. And yeah, my journey began there as I lost a lot of my self-confidence. I really didn't want to be here anymore. I lost my desire and love to be a mum, which was really all I ever wanted. And yeah, here I am now, being able to go around and talk and help other women who are going through the same things, you know, that I once felt, and just trying to be an example that, you know, it does get better and life is short, and we need to just push through those hard times as they are our best lessons, I feel, as, you know, I wouldn't be able to do this if I hadn't gone through what I have been through. And I'm very grateful that I did get to have that opportunity, and hopefully we can spin it and make it a really positive thing for our girls. And yeah, that's been my journey so far.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much for sharing that. You're definitely on a very incredible ride, and you've gone through a lot of hardship to get here. So it's really beautiful to see you so wholeheartedly and sharing your story without fear. So thank you for joining us. And yeah, we're really excited to delve into this topic today because we think you're definitely a bit of an expert in this space.
Accidental expert.
you know, self-confidence and self-love is quite a broad topic, and there's so many different bits and pieces that fall under it. And I know all of us here around the table chatting have had different experiences and lack confidence in different areas. But for you, and I guess all girls out there, we have this bit of a inner voice inside of our head, an inner critic or a little bitch, we can call her, that is that really negative self-talk that can bring us down and definitely affect our self-confidence. Yep. So for you, what would be one of the first steps you took to really toning down that inner voice?
I think something for me at the very beginning was I was constantly trying to be for everyone, and something that I learned along the way is that I'm not for everyone and everyone is not for me. So, you know, when I would share my story, I had this vision that, you know, it was never to benefit myself, it was always greater than me. I had this purpose to give to people, and it was greater than me in my story. So I think every time I got shut down, it was, I'm not good enough, or, you know, they don't like me, and that means everyone doesn't like me. So for me, it was really just focusing on that quote and really understanding that I'm on a different journey to a lot of people. I feel like I'm really one of the first to really take this journey head on. So I'm not gonna have a lot of people standing up and supporting me. So you can imagine how much I critique myself. I need to, you know, be more, what's the word, like a chameleon. I need to sort of blend in with everyone when really I'm actually standing up, but I'm not trying to. So just knowing that I'm not for everyone and everyone isn't for me was something that really helped calm my inner critic and just keep fighting the shit fight, basically. Yeah. Just to create a more, you know, a positive awareness. But I think we all have that sort of, you know, negative mindset, but like we said at the start, that quote, that life is short. And once we really realize that, you know, I don't want my girls growing up thinking that they're, you know, not good enough, or they're not worthy of real love, or, you know, they have to put up with crappy friends and stuff. So it was really about modeling that for them. And yeah, I think a lot of that self-talk and stuff is how you set your life up as well. I've got a really good army of friends around me, whereas beforehand when I didn't, I would put myself down a lot more. So I think you've got to find your tribe, and you really have to love them hard, and, you know, you get that love back and you set yourself up for self-love success.
Yeah, definitely. I really like that. I was actually on the phone to a girlfriend today who, you know, is struggling a little bit in that area of that, just that inner voice and how to tame her a little bit, I guess. And yeah, one of the pieces of advice I gave her was, you know, you have to be so mindful of the people that you're surrounding yourself with, because, you know, these toxic relationships end up, you know, it spins into negative talk, and it fully affects you and your well-being and the way you're talking to yourself and the way you're looking at yourself. So, you know, really surrounding yourself with those beautiful relationships that are constantly bringing you up and supporting you and, you know, being your best friend and allowing you to be your best friend as well. Yeah. So, yeah, I really liked that you touched on that.
Yeah, I think that we can attract lots of different people in our lives, and as much as it's great, I think everyone's a bit of an assignment. I've definitely had my fair share of assignments, and I think each person brings out a different quality in you, and sometimes you can, well, I don't think everyone notices, but there's people that don't really bring out the best in you. I think they bring out the nasty in you, and I think it's really good to be able to recognize that and to be able to do a bit of a cleanse and a friend cut, you know, cut the cord, not to be nasty, but create a bit of a distance. I think it's okay to have boundaries and to protect your space.
Awesome. I can really relate with what you said about finding your tribe. I know that in the last couple of years, I've been really focusing on my work and my career, and also how do I do that and do a great job of my business, but also be a mum. And I found for a really long time, I was spending my time with a lot of different groups of people, and I was probably wearing myself thin. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but I wasn't focusing on spending my time with the people that really bring me up and are going to get me where I want to be.
Yeah.
And you notice your energy as soon as you leave a room with people that aren't fostering that positive energy in you. I know that you said before, Abby, when we were talking, you get a headache when you leave a workshop that has, and you know, there's problems or there's something going
energy.
On. That's right. And for a long time, I think I tried to fit in with every group as well. I thought, I'm a mum with my school mum, so I need to be a school mum that really is succeeding in that area. And then I'm with my business friends and I need to be a power woman here. Yeah. And it wasn't until I stopped and said, look, Amy, just be you. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, it's okay to say that far out, I am not doing a great job in every area here today, but I'm having a really great crack. So I need to just sit down, think of all the things that I am achieving in, and just be kind to myself.
Yeah.
And I think you could probably relate to this, being a mom of girls yourself like me. Mm-hmm. You want to be that great role model. So it's fostering kind self-talk wherever you can.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, I don't know, I think life's busy for everyone. And I think we all go through different periods where we can give more at one stage and not so much at a different stage. And I think, I feel like maybe that's what I'm sort of going through, a bit of a transition at the moment, where you're not really in alignment with the people that you might have been once, and just to know that that's actually okay. And I think we hold such high expectations on people that we, you know, they end up letting us down, but they don't really know why they've let you down, because they don't know the kind of expectations you've got on a person. And I think, yeah, finding people that light you up, and maybe not being so hard on them as well. That's probably a lesson that I'm learning. And, you know, friends are so important, but you don't need a huge tribe. Mm, I think that's something that we get lost in as well. It's like you leave school and you've got all these friends, you become a mum and you lose what feels like everyone, and you pick up more along the way from gym or from work or from whatever. But these people are going to be coming in and out of your life, and you're going to always be meeting people that are going to be adding value. And whether that be a positive, you know, mark on you, or it's a negative, you're going to be learning. And that's something that I've obviously learned with my experience. But I'm very selective in who I have around me, and I'm not really afraid to cut that cord if I need to, because I honestly can't stress enough how important just having people that light you up in your life are, because it's lethal, really, for your mental health and just for your overall well-being. It's not nice having people in your life controlling you. I suppose backhanded compliments, putting you down all the time, like, that's not a friend. And I think, we need to become stronger as people in recognizing, you know, who those people are and how do you deal with those kind of people, which is something that we obviously teach in our workshops. So,
and I think it's also just having the self-awareness of who those people are that light you up. So for me, I know that when I'm spending time with a certain group of girlfriends, we can't stop talking. We literally talk and talk and talk, and we are having the best time, and I feel really alive, and I feel like I can take on the world, and that I'm an amazing person. And I think it's just really realizing that when you feel that way, when you're with your tribe, the right tribe, that's, how can I say it properly? I'll probably...
Well, as opposed to being with a group of friends that make you talk and talk, but you're actually bitching about people, you know, like you've got the tribe that you can just talk all day with, but it's lifting your spirits, or you've got the people that bring out the nasty in you. Mm-hmm. You might talk all day, but what are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Yeah. What's it bringing up for you?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And also the people that you're really struggling to find words to say, and you're just not getting anything out of it at all.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Your time is so precious, and who you surround yourself with is so important.
Yeah.
So we might move on here a little bit and talk about the daily rituals that you might have that help you to keep feeling confident and loving the skin that you're in.
I think what I try to do is eliminate the, like, comparison aspect of life. And we obviously have comparisons everywhere. You log onto Instagram, you know, it's the first thing we do when we wake up in the morning, it's the first thing we do when we go to sleep at night. It is becoming our life. So I think really having a control on your Instagram and following, you know, people that once again light you up, that don't have to just be your friends, but like the girls that you had in not long ago, the Keep It Cleaner girls, I have really just loved following their journey at the moment, because they're so positive, you know, they're really body positive. And I think for this generation, it's so important, as there is so many people out there in the world that, you know, we look up to, but they're not really proper role models. So for me, it's about sort of cleansing my following and who I'm following. But I think too, it comes back to that chatter in my head. If I'm really negative, I'm feeling really crappy, basically, and I'll be expressing that to Lee. If we're on a holiday, you know, it's hard not to look around and think, oh, look at her or whatever. So it's nice to have that awareness. Now I'm so able to catch my thoughts. Like, that was something that I learned to do, was I'm having the thought, okay, I can't take it back, but I can catch it and I can be aware of it and I can change it and solve it for something positive. So that's really helped me. And I do that every day. If I'm having a negative thought, I need to catch it and I need to swap it for something positive. Well, you know, what do I love about myself when I wake up, rather than say, oh, I hate my ears or that pimple, like that's gross. You know, say my eyes look really blue today, or oh, my hair looks good. You know, give yourself a compliment. I think that we feel we can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just not the norm.
Yeah.
So I try and do that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. And it sounds a bit weird saying this out loud, but we're talking about self-confidence, so I'm just going to go there. But I remember, I guess I've been very lucky to have a very empowering group of girlfriends. And we always, you know, one of my best friends went through high school with probably not they're her good friends, but they're not overly empowering. They've never, and she's gorgeous. She's really little and gorgeous and stunning, and that bright, bubbly person that just walks into a room and lights it up, which is threatening to a lot of people. And so she actually went quite through school feeling, you know, not the best, or that she wasn't the prettiest. And then, you know, we got to university and a few of us got really close and we'd all be going out and it would be like, oh, babe, you look beautiful, or I love that dresser. And she used to always say, I've never had friends that compliment so much. And it was funny when, I guess, once I stopped going out all the time and, you know, my life slowed down a little bit and I was working, and I felt myself really relying on my partner a lot to give me compliments. So it's always be like, oh, well, babe, does this look nice? Or can I wear this outfit? And he would always just be like, I love your style. Yeah, you look good in anything. And I was like, oh, that's just a cop out. And I really, you're just saying that. And I'm like, I really had to change that thinking in myself and be like, you know, if I am going to be my own best friend and I'm really going to own, you know, who I am, then I need to start making myself feel really good. And I would find that a lot of the time I'd feel good before I'd go out, and then I'd get with, you know, a group of friends and they would all be beautiful and look gorgeous and I'd like their clothes, and then all this self-doubt would be like in me, oh, I've got this old top on. Or so I've really started now, every time that I get ready, I'm a bit of a makeup free person, I usually don't wear makeup, but whenever I'm like, get myself dressed and I've got makeup on, if it's I'm going to work or to a meeting or out on the weekend, I honestly just look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, babe, you look great. Or you've got this, you like own this tonight. And it's so funny, the first few times I heard it in a podcast and I was like, I need to start doing that. And the first few times was so weird and I was like, oh, I feel like such an idiot. You look so good. Oh, no. But now that I do it, and it's just such a different feeling in me, that I'm like, I don't need that validation from anyone else. Like, I'm wearing these clothes because I like them, so they should make me feel amazing. Like, I'm putting on makeup to make myself feel good. Like, so tell yourself that. And I think, going back to that, no comparisons, and just really being your own best friend, and is so important. So
I feel like I didn't necessarily do that stuff when I was younger. So for me, it's really important for the girls. Like Arlo's two, Miller's four. We do affirmation cards. So we've got literally like a deck of affirmation cards, and my kids will be like extremists. So they'll do something, right? They'll say they jumped in the pool when we're on holidays, and Miller's like, Mummy, look, I did it because I believe in myself. I'm like, oh, yes, yes. And my sister's looking at me like, what are you guys doing at your house? And I just think, do you know what? Like, her top lines are, I believe in myself, I can do anything, which is what my dad used to always tell me, and I'm a good friend, and I'm kind. And I just think what that did for Miller when, you know, we were going through obviously a tough time at home, and she was sort of watching me be really down and feeling really powerless and, you know, not comfortable in my body. That was something that we do together. So not only does she benefit from them, but I'm telling myself the same message. You know, we're reading them out every night. I believe in myself. I can do anything. I am kind. I'm a good friend. Like all of those things that we go about our day sometimes worrying that we're not. So they have really changed my mindset, but they really give my girls it's like a new language, because they go to childcare and those kids don't do them. So, you know, she'll come home and she'll say, Mummy, you know, I did this, this and this with Emily today. Yeah, because I'm a good friend and I'm kind. And I just think, yes, I love this. Like, I wish everyone could give their kids that confidence, just so they don't stand in the mirror one day and think, I'm too fat, or I'm too skinny, or, you know, I look crap in that, and blah, blah, blah. Like, comparison, it is literally the thief of joy. And it just robs too many people of happiness.
Really beautiful. I remember growing up in primary school, and if you were doing something that was achieving, or just say I got up to sing, people say, oh, you really love yourself, mm-hmm. and you think you're so good. And I really feel, for me anyway, that was the start of me sitting back and not expressing myself and not loving myself. And
yeah.
I think that was really quite large at school, at all schools when I was growing up, and it could be our generation, I guess, potentially.
Yeah.
So I think it's really beautiful that you are instilling that in your girls so yeah. young, and I
yeah.
think that will have a huge impact in their lives all the way through primary school, all the way through high school.
Yeah, and I think, like, with the message that I try and send out, I think, you know, sometimes I feel like I walk alone, and I think that I want to show the girls that you don't need people's validation. Like, I don't feel like I need to do this because I need someone to validate me. I don't want them to feel that they're not good enough because no one's validated them. I want them to just have it in them already. I think sometimes we can, you know, you might watch someone who does love themselves. And I think there is people out there that it's like, whoa, like, let's tone it down a little bit. And I think that they're getting the I love myself mixed up with please validate me also. Like,
100%.
I think that there's a fine line as well. Like, there's the, you know, confidence is great and singing and something that's beautiful and things, but then I think there's like the other side of it where it's like it's just in your face, and it is coming from not a nice place. Some people, when they're flaunting things, and I think that also is seeking validation as well. So yeah, it does, it all comes back to just genuinely loving yourself and being happy within yourself. Yeah, and I just think that whatever you do, as long as you've got a kind message, or you know, you're going to be trying to add value to someone else's life, I think you can't go wrong.
That's awesome. I think what really helped me was I literally took 2 minutes of my time one day at work, and I printed out a Word document that said, I am, and then I put all of these words on there. So I am beautiful, strong, confident,
yeah.
healthy, wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I get up every morning and it's the first thing that I see, and I say it. I say it out loud. I say it in my head. I probably say it more than once a day whenever I go into my bedroom. And I feel like that has made a huge impact on my life.
Yeah.
And my kids now, Lily comes into my room as well, and she'll start saying it.
Really?
So there's simple things like that that you can implement really quickly.
Yeah.
That took me 2 minutes to write those words, print it out, and chuck it on my wall.
I feel like that's a similar message too. And something that I learned from Steph and Laura is that, you know, when you're weighing yourself and jumping on those scales, it doesn't tell you everything else you are. It just tells you a number. It doesn't tell you how funny you are, or how beautiful you are, or how kind you are. And I think we get so caught up in that number, and we let that define our stance in society. And I think that's a really huge, important message as well. So, yeah, you're more than just a number on the scale. You're more than what your friend says you are. You know, you've got so many good qualities in you as well.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we acknowledge those. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I love what those girls do with their message. They're so empowering, and I think it's something that you can get really caught up in, feeling like certain things define you. And it almost goes back to, you know, mentioning earlier about there's such a large umbrella of self-confidence. And I guess, like, for me personally, I know that I can walk into a room confidently of strangers and talk to anyone and make a friend, and that isn't fearful for me.
Yeah.
Yet I lack, or I have, and something I've had to work on a lot is my confidence in my capabilities. And I think it really goes back to in high school, like, I'm not a good reader, and I am such a bad speller, and I used to hate reading out loud. Although I used to do, you know, a lot of, I guess, speaking and acting, I could practice that, and I could be at home in a comfortable environment with my mum, who would, you know, help me sound out the words and tell me what they were. But then reading out loud in class was just like my biggest fear.
Yeah.
And I had this health teacher, I used to love health at school, but I had this health teacher who used to always be like, just say your name and then you had to read the next paragraph. So I'd be sitting in class, like, just, I still remember the feeling. It was just like horrible. I just wanted to sink into the ground and for like the world to open up and take me in every single class. Because I was like, don't say my name, don't say my name. And I'd try and not make contact with her, eye contact, and I'd be like crazy just reading ahead to make sure that I knew all the words. And for so long, I really thought that that defined who I was. And I didn't think that I was capable of going for jobs. And I still remember my first marketing role, I literally said when I got the job, oh, well, I just want you to know that I'm actually a really bad speller. The guy was like, okay, no worries. And I'm like, but it is, it's really like, we aren't defined by those things.
No,
they're just
I think that's what a lot of people, I'm going to say, like in the older generation, I think they struggle a lot with mental health and things, is because we have all gone, like we all go through things, we all have bad things happen to us, but some of us, you know, when we go through a traumatic experience, I think we create a story around it. So for you, it's like, you know, well, I can't read and write, so I don't want to do that because I'm not good enough, mm-hmm. and I'm dumb, and I'm this, and I'm that. And that's what people carry with them through life. So you would have had those beliefs as a child and let them, you know, come with you into mm-hmm. your adult life. So
totally.
I think what's really important too is we always are evolving, and that's something that I've learned, is like, I don't want to stay the same. I want to keep mm-hmm. growing, and I want to keep learning. And if you can accept that you're constantly changing, then you need to constantly be updating your beliefs as well, you know, which then helps you with your stories that you hold on to. I remember my story was, I'm a single mum, so who's going to want to love me? You know, who's going to want me? And that was my story that I told myself every day. And then I met Lee, and he was like, what? Don't be stupid. Like, I love your girls, you know? And I thought, oh gosh, like, that was just a story. Like, but I literally got myself so worked up over it, so sick over it. I let it just consume me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really cool to sort of go back and think about what are the big stories that we tell ourselves and allow to grow with us and trap us.
I often think of a learning that I had as a young child when I was at primary school. I was at Gerald Republic, and I would often be bullied. And I wasn't the most unpopular child, but I definitely wasn't in the popular group, and would often go home in tears. And one day, my mum was a school teacher, and she taught at my school, but then she said, look, you're going into year six next year. I'm just going to take you with me to this new school in Urana. And I thought, oh, mum, you know, I don't really feel comfortable leaving a school to start a new school in year six. I've already got people that I hang around. Anyway, I listened to her and I put my school clothes on and I went to this new school. Well, within 2 weeks, I was the bloody school captain
of
the new school.
Thanks, Mum.
I kid you not. And that really obviously gave me a lot of self-confidence.
Yeah.
But it also taught me that, yes, you're not defined by a situation. Just mm-hmm. because you're here having this experience and being treated in a certain way, or because obviously your belief system is, oh, I am that person, I'm not cool, I'm dorky, I'm blah, blah, blah. You are whoever you want to be. Mm-hmm. And you need to have the confidence to remove yourself from that situation and just start again and start building on your own beliefs to be literally whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
So I feel very lucky to have learned that early on, and it's stuck with me for a long time.
Such a good lesson.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, anyone who is listening and kind of resonating a little bit with this, it is really taking the time to figure out what those triggers are for you. Like, where do you lack confidence? Because I'm sure that, you know, everyone is confident in some areas in themselves. It's just like, what do you need to work on as a person to make you unstoppable and to be so confident in your own skin?
Yeah.
Because it's not just one thing. It's not just thinking you're the most beautiful person. It's like all those little aspects.
Yeah. And that's where my I'm not for everyone and everyone's not for me comes in for myself. And I feel like for this sort of scenario, because I think once you've accepted that no matter what you do, and for me, no matter what I put out there, there will always be people who don't agree, and you know, there's always people that will agree, and there's so many that can only connect with me based on their level of understanding, you know, of what I've gone through and what they've gone through. So it's not that the people hating on me, you know, I don't particularly believe they're nasty people. I just don't think that they've been through life as deep as I have. You know, and I'm so lucky to have been able to experience it at such a young age, because I'm, you know, I'm grateful for all the knowledge that I've got. But just knowing that you do not have to be everyone's best friend, you do not have to agree with everyone, you can have your own opinions and, you know, fight for what you believe is right, and it's okay, you know. I think then you just let go of everyone's expectations of you and you just get to show up as you are.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So for anyone who is really resonating with this conversation and struggling to love themselves, what would be your top three tips that they can inject into their daily life to manifest more self-love and confidence?
Well, I definitely would think that, you know, when you wake up every morning, I think it's important to look at yourself in the mirror, and it's natural that we point out our flaws, but I think to look at yourself and tell yourself three things that you love about yourself every day. I just think that that's so important. You know, you might be feeling really sluggish, you might be on your period, you might think, ugh, life, you know, there's really not that much that I love about myself, but just find something. I think that it's really important that when you have lost yourself, we also go through things that we're grateful for. And whether it be that day, you're just grateful for the blood in your veins pumping through your body to keep you alive. You know, I've been through that where I'm like, oh, I'm not grateful for anything because I don't appreciate anything in my life right now. You know, poor me sort of thing. Whether it be I'm grateful for my kids or I'm grateful for this warm bed. You know, I think just knowing that we're grateful for things, it can really, it's all about mindset. And if you can snap out of that really low vibrating mindset and put yourself back into a high level of vibration, I think, you know, you're setting yourself up for self-love success because you're going to be attracting other people vibrating at that level. And I think something that's really important is keeping active. I think exercise and mental health, you know, there's obviously studies and everything proven to show that it all ties in hand in hand. So whether it be getting up and going for a walk, whether you're riding to the gym, I don't know what it is for you, but just getting out and getting into that fresh air and really grounding yourself. I go back to Bendigo. If I'm feeling a bit out of sorts, I'll go to my parents' house. That's where I grew up. That's where I feel really grounded. And it's just, for me, it's a matter of putting my feet in the dirt, you know, and just being at home, rolling on the floor with my dogs. Like, that's what I like to do. So grounding yourself, you know, what are you grateful for? And three things that you love about yourself every morning in the mirror. I think those things are really going to snap you out of that really low mindset.
Yeah, I love all of those so much. And one I'd love to add in there, because I think this is something that, you know, goes along the lines of what you're saying, but learning to accept compliments. And I think it's something that as females, we automatically go to the whole, someone tells you you look nice, oh, this top, it's so old.
I know,
or like,
I do
oh,
the same
I've
thing.
Like hardly had any sleep today. And learning to actually stop that and putting a negative spin on things and be able to just say, thanks, I feel really good, or yeah, I've been working out a lot at the gym, or I've, you know, drinking more water these days, I'm really noticing a difference in my skin. Like, really just accepting them is like, can seriously change you so much.
My girlfriend just came over this morning to look after my kids, and she comes in, she goes, oh, you look nice. And I go, oh, what, this? I haven't even brushed my hair. Like, oh, I'm constantly like, you put yourself down. It's like, you cannot, I don't know, you just, they make you feel good, and you're like, no, I don't want you to think that I love
myself.
Like, oh gosh, I don't feel good, don't be silly.
Like, it's like you think you don't deserve that compliment or something.
Yeah, so you just shut it down. Like, and when you do it, you know, like, why didn't I just say thanks, or oh, thanks. Like, you know, we seriously suck at compliments. Yeah. It's so funny.
I know. I 100% agree. And it was actually a girl younger than me who was working under me at my old job who really taught me that. And she used to always just, I'd compliment her and she'd say thanks. And I used to think, I love that you do that. Like, I love that you just own that.
Yeah.
And we ended up having a big conversation about it. She's like, well, why would I say something else? You're giving me a compliment. And I'm like, you are like 5 years younger than me, and I'm learning such an important tool from you. Like, and it is something that it's so hard to do at the start, but I feel like if everyone listening can take on that and maybe start doing that, even just every second compliment, if it's that hard.
Exactly.
But it's crazy the difference that you feel in yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, accepting a compliment as well just shifts the energy of the conversation. So if you just say thanks, you automatically feel really good about yourself. But if you say, oh no, like my straightener broke and I haven't brushed my hair in 2 days, you then feel that negative energy. And I think that also then continues on into the conversation. So it's a very important one.
I think we don't like silence either. Like, you look really great, thanks. Then it's silent. And you're like, thanks, I didn't do this. Like, you know, we always have to fill that space with something. We just can't just say thanks.
I totally agree.
Well, Abby, thank you so much for joining us today. We've absolutely loved talking to you and getting to know you and hearing all your wisdom. It's amazing, and you really have been on such an incredible journey for someone your age. So we just, can't encourage you enough to just keep sharing your voice and spreading your message, because it's incredibly powerful, and I know so many people are going to learn so much from it. So thank you.
Thank you, girls, and don't worry, I won't be silent anytime soon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Abby.
We'd love to hear your feedback and the guests that you would like to hear from. So please feel free to send us a direct message via our Instagram page at The Healthy Hustlers. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review and subscribe so you can keep up to date with our new episodes each week. For a dose of weekly happy, healthy news, you can subscribe to our newsletter via our website at thehealthyhustlers.com. Until next week, make sure that you're investing in yourself to keep the hustle healthy.